I need to ask you a favour, signalling what we're going to say. When we want to speak to someone for a specific reason, we don't usually begin immediately with the thing we want to say. Instead, we often use a phrase that will help the other person get some idea of what sort of conversation it's going to be. We might simply start by saying something like, I want to talk to you about something, or I wanted to talk to you about something. Or you could try to get their attention by saying, I've got something exciting or interesting or important to tell you. For example, I want to talk to you about Mum's birthday plans. I've got something exciting to tell you. I'm getting married. When we have to give someone bad news, we usually start the conversation with a warning, such as, I'm afraid I have some bad news to share, or I'm very sorry to have to tell you this, but, for example, I'm afraid I have some sad news to share. Peter died last night. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but we've decided not to offer you the job. Conversely, we may introduce good news with a phrase such as, great news, or I've got some good news to tell you. For example, great news, you've won £1,000. I've got some good news to tell you, Ethan passed all his exams. When we begin a conversation with a phrase such as, I think we need to have a chat about something, it's often because we're upset or angry with the other person about something. Even more strongly, we might use the idiom, I've got a bone to pick with you, meaning that we want to tell them off about something they've done. For example, I think we need to have a chat about the housework. I've got a bone to pick with you. Did you tell Rosie I said she was stupid? If you want to ask for advice, you could simply say, I wanted to ask your advice or opinion about something. Or more informally, can I pick your brain about something? For example, I wanted to ask your advice about buying a car. Can I pick your brain about designing a website? If you want someone to do something for you, you might start the conversation with, I need to ask you a favour. For example, I need to ask you a favour. Could you drive me to the airport on Sunday? Finally, if you want to talk to someone about something you think will surprise them, you could use a phrase such as, you'll never believe this. Guess what? Or, you'll never guess what happened. For example, you'll never believe this. Laura's going to be on TV tonight. Guess what? Daniel's bought a sports car. You'll never guess what's happened. The wind has blown the roof off Grandma's house. I hope you'll be able to use these phrases in your own conversations. Let me know if you can think of any other useful ones.